Hello, my name's Eric Morrison from AdversityRockstar.com. Welcome back to our Fall Back into Wellness Symposium series, where we speak to our guests who are going to be presenting on this fabulous weekend, scheduled for November 5th and November 6th of this year, 2022. As I've mentioned in several of our other broadcasts, this is a weekend that's chock full of speakers and presenters and lots of information in the form of workshops. It's really going to be something special, and I have to give kudos to my co-host, Wendy Blanchard, who is putting this event together. This was an idea of hers that has been around for a little bit, and for her to be able to put this together and see it come to fruition has been nothing short of a labor of love. So once again, Wendy Blanchard, welcome. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you. It seems like it was just 30 minutes ago when I saw you.
Somehow there may be some truth to that, as we are doing a few recordings back to back to back. But in the wonderful world of podcasting, we're able to do that. It's nice to see you again. As you know, we like to do a little bit of a deep dive, but not too much of a deep dive into who the folks are that are going to be presenting on this spectacular weekend. So I'd like to take a moment and introduce our next guest, as she will be presenting on our Fallback into Wellness Symposium. Her name is Alex McRobert. Welcome to the podcast, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us who Alex McRobert is. What is it that makes you tick? What is your platform? What is it that makes you wake up every day with a smile on your face and says, I'm going to make a difference in this world?
I run a community called the Mindful Life Practice, and I am known on Instagram as Sober Yoga Girl. So I have the Sober Yoga Girl podcast, and my story is I'm a Canadian expat who's lived overseas for the last 7 years, and I got wildly into the party life and party scene in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And while I was there, I got sober and completely changed my life. I used to be a school teacher. Now I run my online business full time, and I live in the amazing Ubud, Bali, and I run yoga retreats here and yoga teacher trainings and teach online classes. That's what makes me get up in the morning.
And I can tell, I know our audience can only hear your voice, but as I'm looking at you, you're smiling and you're energetic and you have a whole lot of enthusiasm. And as I look at the time here, it's 12 hours later. So it's about 10 o'clock at night on your end, but you absolutely love what you do because I can see it in your facial expressions and I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice.
If people want to get in touch with you, where can they go? Do you have a website? I think you mentioned your website. Just if you could, just give that again. And any way via email or any other additional information that you may want them to have relative to reaching out and saying hello prior to your presentation on that weekend.
Yes. So my website is themindfullifepractice.com. And I'm pretty active on Instagram. That's the best place to get a hold of me. So my Instagram is Alex McRobs. And you can also email me, alex@themindfullifepractice.com.
See, now I have to go back and check and see if you and I are connected on Instagram. I honestly don't know. I should have probably done my homework prior to, but that's the way it works sometimes. Now, Wendy, I want to put you on the spot. Somehow, some way, somehow, these guests just do not appear magically into your world. There has to be a backstory here. How did this relationship professionally between the two of you come about?
Well, it doesn't happen magically. This is true. I feel like it's a spiritual, divine intervention that brings me onto the paths of all of these amazing people, practitioners, and presenters. So my book was due to come out, and many months prior to that, I was just going along Instagram looking for podcasters. And Eric, I think that's how you and I met. And I reached out to Alex privately on Instagram, and she so kindly got back to me pretty quickly. And I was saying to her that I would love to be a guest on her podcast. And Alex shared with me that she normally doesn't respond to people in her private messages to do podcasting, but that she had also some type of a knowing that she and I were meant to cross paths. And so we met, we spoke on a Zoom call, We connected immediately. And then Alex asked me not only to do her podcast, but she was doing a sober yoga girl workshop, a week-long workshop series. And I remember her beautiful face and smile. And she said to me, I would love it if you would come and do a presentation one day of my sober yoga girl workshop series. And so I did that as well. And the rest is history, really. She's been so gracious, not only to have me twice as a podcast guest, but Alex has been an inspirational mentor to me, a business coach. She has shared everything that she knows, that she's learned, that she has practiced in her business. And she has not hold anything. She doesn't hold anything back. She shares everything. She holds classes and trainings, and she includes me in everything every single week since I've met her. Every Saturday, she holds training workshops and always includes me in that as well. And we've become very, very close friends. So I love Alex. I think she is an inspiration to the entire online community that she represents at the Mindful Life Practice.
What a resounding endorsement. Now, Alex, when you hear that, it almost makes me think that you should just stand up and kind of kick your foot on the floor and say, "Aw, shucks," because that was beautiful.
It's so kind, and it's so nice to hear you you tell that story from your perspective. And I love that you remembered that. That's very true. I get lots of DMs about being podcast guests, and I actually don't respond to them because there's just too many and I don't have enough time. And there was something about Wendy, like there was just this pull, and we've had this friendship and this connection ever since. And so I'm just super grateful that we ended up doing that episode together, because it was the beginning of a great friendship.
And the next aspect of this working relationship will be on our Fallback into Wellness Symposium. Now, you will be presenting on Sunday, November 6th at 9:30 a.m., which is 9:30 p.m. your time. Tell us about your workshop. What are some of the key elements? What's the name of your workshop? And what are you going to be sharing with the audience and the participants?
Yeah, so my workshop is going to be based on a framework that I designed. It's the Soul Aligned Framework for Sobriety. It's the SAFS. And I developed this actually after I did my life coach training. I felt like there was this life balance wheel, which is this framework for finding balance in your life. And I'm looking at this wheel and I'm thinking, you know, someone has to make something like this for yoga. And then I ended up making it. And so it's based on the chakras, but it also has an element of sobriety. And the theory behind it is that we need to build a life that we don't need a substance to escape from. So for me, it was alcohol. So it's really based on alcohol. This framework is what I use for my major coaching program, which is my 30 and 60 day sober girls yoga challenge. It also lines up with the chakras. So I'll bring you through a workshop that will take a look at this framework. We will work through it consciously, doing a bit of writing at the beginning, and then we will physically move through the body with a yoga series that is going to target each of the chakras, so these energy centers, and followed by a self-healing Reiki practice. So basically, I'm going to give you three different tools that are going to tap into the mind and then the body and the soul, to help bring yourself into balance and well-being.
Now, are the participants actually going to be doing any elements of yoga? It sounds like they are, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you'll need a journal, you'll need a pen, and you'll also need, you don't need, like, it's not going to be super active yoga. Don't worry. It's going to be really accessible and gentle, but you'll need to be in like yoga clothes and a space where you can move a little bit.
Okay, that's kind of what I was alluding to. So if I'm going to participate, what can I expect? Am I going to be hurting the next day? It sounds like this is really more of a mechanics and technique and more of a learning process than anything else.
It will be very gentle. Yeah, I teach all different styles of yoga. So I teach everything from like meditation to power yoga. We're not going to be doing power yoga in this workshop. Don't worry. It will be very accessible poses that even someone who's a complete beginner can do. And we're not going to be moving quickly. We're going to be coming into a pose and using it to focus on one energy center. And we'll be holding it for a duration of time and then moving to the next one. So a restorative yoga practice.
Wendy, thoughts or comments on this particular workshop? I know you're familiar with her work, but I'd like to kind of hear it from you.
I love this. And actually, you know, I obviously, my foundation in my own recovery, again, I'm in my 10th year, is mindfulness practices. Yet many times I've had so much difficulty remaining in the present moment. And it was through Alex's trainings that I learned to bring myself back through my breath to the present moment and stay there and really focus on the breath. You know, I say in my book and I say in my own trainings that I provide that our breath is our most accessible tool to intervening with our physiology in real time. And Alex really uses her practice, her yoga practices, to take that to a level of really noticing and observing how we're feeling through our breath and being able to de-escalate through our breath and yoga practice. So it's been an ongoing learning journey for me with Alex, and she always inspires me. Before you came on, I said to Eric, get ready for the next ball of sunshine that's coming in. She always makes it, look at that beautiful smile. I know people can't see her, but she always gives me inspiration. No matter what's going on around me, I always feel when Alex is involved, I can push through.
And I'm sure that energy is going to really come through in your workshop on that day. And I do want to just say anecdotally too, Wendy, you've mentioned your book a couple of times, and the name of your book is?
Write, Pray, Recover, A Journey to Wellness Through Spiritual Solutions and Self-Care. It is available on Amazon and all bookstores online worldwide.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.
Alex, quick question here. I'm going to put you on the spot. What are some of the deliverables that you want people that are attending your workshop to be able to take with them after that hour is over with? What are some of those key highlights that you really hope to impart upon them?
I would like to provide you with a framework to look at your life when things feel overwhelming, when things feel like you don't know what to do or how to kind of untangle if things feel chaotic. I want to provide you with a practical framework to look at everything and get a whole picture and be able to reorient yourself to find some goals to get yourself into that state of equanimity and balance. And so that's going to be the mental work, the written work. And then I want to give you two tools, a asana practice, a yoga practice, and then a meditation and Reiki practice. So two physical tools that you can also use in times of stress to come back into a state of balance and peace, which is critical for when you're in that state of nervous system regulation, that state of peace, you can really see things clearly and move forward. And so I want to give you those practical tools to do so.
And Eric, this is what I was talking about in our other podcast with our other presenters. These actionable tools are the way we normalize our wellness, right? We are going to learn through these workshops how to manage our symptoms of mental health. These actionable tools, like Alex is speaking of and other presenters have spoken about, is our gift to our global community in practicing daily self-care and wellness through these tools.
And I think what really strikes me too, Wendy, as we continue to interview each one of these presenters, is the magnitude and the scale and the scope of each one of these presenters and what they're actually bringing to the table. Here's a completely different workshop from any of the other ones that we've already been able to interview and talk about so far. And that's the beauty of this two-day weekend. You've really lined this thing up so that it's not a situation folks are kind of realizing the same experience four or five or six times in a row. Every single person has a different presentation style, a different format in their workshop. And that truly is what makes this thing so magical, correct?
Yeah. And you had asked me in our first podcast, just the two of us, you asked me about this, what it was I had hoped to deliver to our global community. And I think I said I'd like to see every participant that comes to put as many tools in their tool belt as possible. And you can see with each one of these professionals and presenters, they're bringing it. And we're going to be able to give that away to our global community. I'm very excited about this.
This is really going to be a special weekend, without a doubt. Now, Alex McRobert, any final thoughts before we sign off?
I'm just so looking forward to this weekend. And I'm so proud of you, Wendy, because it seems like you've brought together this really amazing event. And I'm just really excited to be part of it and really looking forward to seeing everything that comes from it.
Thanks so much, Alex. That means the world to me. Thank you.
And now, Wendy, any final thoughts from you?
I would just reiterate what I've said previously, which is in order for you to sign up for Alex's workshop or any of the other amazing workshops that we will have on the weekend of November 5th and 6th, 2022, go to harmonioushealthforlife.com/wellness, click on info and register, and you're in.
And as I say at the end of each one of these podcasts, continue to follow us, continue to join us on this podcast journey as we will be interviewing each and every person that's going to be presenting in these workshops on November 5th and November 6th in the Fall Back Into Wellness Symposium. Thank you both, Wendy, and thank you, Alex, for joining us. My name is Eric Morrison. I'm from AdversityRockstar.com, and we will do this all again very, very soon. Thanks again, everyone.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Eric.
Take care.